Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, sitting inside a building and there's a bunch of people talking. I don't think there's any music playing. So if you hear that in the background, I wanted to do a quick teaching on Matthew 13, 33. I'm working my way through Matthew verse by verse. When I got to Matthew 13, 33, a saint had emailed me and asked a question. So we're going to cover Matthew 13, 33 explained heaven is like leaven, right? So again, I'm working my way through Matthew, and this question was raised, so I want to cover it. Here is that verse, Matthew 13, 33. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Okay? So, with that said, in the past, Christianity that I know of, and I think the saint was talking about that, they've taught that this leaven was bad doctrine brought into the body of Christ, and that's what Jesus was talking about. And so they asked me to talk about this and maybe explain it in detail. So let's get at it. Matthew 13, 33, heaven is like leaven. In my verse-by-verse study that I did, here's what I taught. I taught that this verse means that our faith in Christ and God and our hope of heaven is hidden in everything that we do, and it gets magnified like leaven, yeast, magnifies that meal or that flour, and it's built up into something bigger. All right, that's what leaven does to make a loaf of bread. Our hope of heaven, I believe, affects all of our life. It brings us to a greater, bigger place in Christ, like leaven that makes the flour into a loaf of bread. It's a good thing. It's a positive thing, not a negative thing. Now, many of these churchianity evangelical places, they teach that leaven is, like I said, bad doctrine. But I'm going to give you three reasons in context why I reject this idea. So let's get at these three reasons. Number one, their idea about leaven being bad is built on bad context. The proof of that is they miss the entire context in Matthew 13 with the sower parable. So often they'll say that the field Jesus speaks of is the body of Christ, when in fact it's actually the world. Verse 38 tells us the field is the world. And they say, oh no, it's talking about the body of Christ. And they also make the wrong claim that you can't remove the tares from the body of Christ because you can't tell wheat from tares. So you can't remove people from the body of Christ. And they say, see, Jesus said that, but that's not the context. He's talking about the world. And Matthew 18 and 1 Corinthians 5 clearly tells us we are to remove sinful saints out of the body till they repent. So that has nothing to do with it. I'm just proving to you they have bad context when it comes to this whole idea of Matthew 13 about the parables of the kingdom of heaven, especially like the sower. It's not about the New Testament body. It's about the world. Number two, saying leaven in this verse is sin or bad doctrine. What that really means is Jesus is saying heaven is like sin or bad doctrine. This makes absolutely no sense, and I'm going to prove it to you. He never said heaven was likened to anything bad or sinful. Nothing like that. Nothing I know of in my studies. Here are the things in Matthew 13, 18, and 25 that he said heaven was like. Ready? It was like a man who sowed good seed. It was like a mustard seed. It was like treasure. It was like a merchant man. It was like a net. It was like a householder. It was like a king. It was like 10 virgins. It was like a man traveling. None of these are sinful or bad in themselves. So all of it does not fit the context of what they claim, that leaven or the meal or whatever is bad doctrine getting into heaven or into the church. This isn't even the context of the church body at all. I don't like the word church, the body of Christ. So none of this fits their context. It's totally out of order. Number three, modern pastors try to say leaven. They try to prove it by saying leaven is always known as sin and something bad. So Jesus is using it in regards to sin and something bad. Well, let's be honest, most times leaven is used for that context, and that's true, but it's not being used that way here. And if they would study rightly, they could see that that's true. As I showed you, Jesus wouldn't say that heaven is like sin or bad doctrine, right? He wouldn't call that out. The place where his Father dwells, he wouldn't call that out as a place that would have bad things there, right? And here I'm going to prove to you that the Jews, you know, the pastors will say, Jews always knew leaven is sin. No, that's not true, because Jesus' disciples were all Jews, and I'm going to prove to you they did not view leaven always as sin. Ready? This verse proves it. Matthew 16, 6 through 11. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have taken no bread? When Jesus perceived, said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? So you see this? Jesus here meant sin in the Pharisees when he mentioned leaven, hypocrisy. We find out that's what their leaven, their sin is. But all of his disciples who were Jews was thinking he was somehow pointing at bread. This is proof, clear proof, that the Jews did not always see leaven as sin. And in the context of this, heaven is like leaven. It is not being used as sin. So if you believe that Jesus is saying heaven is like something sinful and bad, I think you're on the wrong trail. I believe if you read the entire chapter 13 of Matthew, and if you see how Jesus likens things to heaven, good things, it's impossible to believe that he meant anything negative dwelling or affecting or getting into heaven, the place where his holy, holy, holy Father dwells. Heaven is a place of perfection. It's more evidence, I think, of twisted churchianity theology. But when we rightly divide the Word of God, 2 Timothy 2:15, that means cut it straight. The truth is made very clear. In context, leaven is not a bad thing here, having infiltrated heaven, but it is a good thing. And it's really about heaven infiltrating us, growing in us, magnifying in us via the Spirit and our faith. Another point I should make, it can also be said that leaven is like hidden. He said it was hidden in the flour. Jesus was the image of heaven, and God was right there among the Jews, and they missed him. It was hidden from them. And today, the kingdom of God exists hidden in his people's hearts here on earth, of course in heaven as well, until it's brought to its final state in the end of days, right? And so Jesus is clearly telling us a key about him being the Father, with the Father, of the Father, and heaven being right here with us. Why do I say that? What does he say in Luke 17:21? Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So the kingdom of God, in some interpretations say among us, within us, around us. The point is it was hidden right before them and they couldn't see it. That's why they called him to be crucified. So I'd encourage you saints to test all things. Stay in context always. Cling to Holy Scripture and sound doctrine. Don't follow the teachings of men, and especially men linked to organizations and evangelicalism or any other group. Test what everybody teaches, including me, to the Holy Scriptures, and hold fast to sound doctrine. Why? Because it plays a part in saving us. Yeah, it does. Check this out. 1 Timothy 4:16, Brother Apostle Paul, take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Why does it save us? Because it's truth. Truth saves us. Who's the truth? Jesus. Who's salvation? Yeshua, Jesus. We got to walk in the truth to have salvation. It all ties together, does it not? It absolutely does. The more you study God's word, you see how it's tied together. So don't ever believe that Jesus was saying heaven is likened to sin or bad doctrine. No, Jesus is telling us that this leaven is a good thing, that's working good things, that's magnifying good things, and it can even be something that's hidden within us that people around us don't even know or see because their eyes are blinded. That's another thing Matthew was all about. Their eyes, they couldn't see and they couldn't hear. But yet the kingdom of heaven was right there in front of them, like the leaven hidden in the meal. Hey, I hope that helps you see the truth on Matthew 13:33. If you're interested, go to don'tperish.com, look on the verse by verse, and you can follow along. We're working our way all the way through. Then we'll start over again on another book, maybe in the Gospels, maybe in the Epistles. We'll see as the Spirit leads. So thanks for listening today. I hope you have a joyous day. We are on the gospel road preaching Christ crucified. Sister Debbie just witnessed to a whole bunch of Mormon women as we rolled into a new town. God always has appointments for us. He's so faithful. He gets all the glory. Hey, let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.